We will now proceed to our Black History Month presenter for the day, Representative Smith from Black Hawk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I like to use Black History Month as a moment of reflection. I know we have a propensity to read about iconic figures, iconic African-American figures throughout history, but for me, I like to use this time as a reflection of where we've been and where we're going. So to me, as a child, I always wondered kind of why we had the Negro National Anthem. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven rings. It rings with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise as high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. In 1900, James Johnson, in celebration of Abraham Lincoln's birthday, first wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing. He wrote it as a poem, and this was later put to music by his brother, John Johnson, in 1905. The newly formed hymn gained popularity quickly for its story of resilience, and in 1919 was adopted as a Negro national anthem by the NAACP. The Black National Anthem continues to be a source of pride and truth as it speaks to the vast injustices that the African-American community has gone through and continues to face. As a piece of literature, the anthem is wise. While it harks back to dark days, it's steady leaning forward into better days. The progression in the song from the 1619 to current times gives a bitter taste to February, almost like, America, please don't forget me when I'm gone. Maybe some part of the truth is because when Francis Scott Keyes wrote the Star Spangled Banner in 1814, my ancestors were still enduring slavery. To take it one step further, in the third verse, Keyes' lyrics reinforced exclusion. No refuge could save the hurling and the slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. While some may argue the intent of this text, the fact is that during this time in America, the flag represented the independence of white Americans from the tyranny of Europe and not the torture of the slaves at the hand of their masters. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a way with the tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out of our gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. So as an adult, the reasons why the Negro National Anthem exists for me are as clear as the North Star. It is a story of a narrative that as a country we walk with every day, and as a sometimes neglected reality, that everything really is about race, sadly, by design. Its story is one of an unjustly earned right, an example of resilience and perseverance that must continue today, tomorrow, and into the next days. It serves as one of the few anchors for the African-American community that actually seems fixed in the reality of our story. Not the story that at times can be romanticized by Hollywood or taught in a single section of a US history class. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand, true to our God, true to our native land. For me, sometimes Black History Month is a complex understanding that I will truthfully and fiercely stand here every morning, place my right hand over my heart, and pledge allegiance to a flag that wasn't meant for me, yet still, I will defend it any and every day. Thank you.